Games Productions presents an AD&D First Edition Actual Play Podcast. The Legend of Fin Fang Foom. Now, here are your players.
Hi, I'm Kirk.
I'm playing Ko.
I'm Professor Thork. I'm playing Tamiko.
I'm Old School Chris. I'm playing Morataki Ashikatsu, a Shukenja.
I'm John. I'm playing Fon Op, a Shukenza Duckman.
Hi, this is DM Glenn, and I am playing the monk Who Do That.
I'm Dwayne. I am playing the Wuzhen Karuka.
And I am your Dungeon Master, DM Vince. So you guys last left off, you were camping for the night, and,
Are you recording right now?
Yes, I am recording right now. You were recording, yeah. you were sitting in the corner with a recorder, recording this adventure.
Okay, and folks, all phones off?
Yes, just a reminder to all phones go off while we continue this adventure. Now, you guys were sleeping, you each took watches, nothing eventually happened, so you woke up the next morning, and, you said you were going to continue... Yeah, figure what you were going to do. You're going to go on the steps, you're going to search the room. What were we doing?
Well, first thing I do is I look at my watch.
You look at your watch and it says, I am not invented yet.
Well, you said we take watches. I'm wondering from whom.
Glenn, I will disconnect you off this thing faster than you can blink an eye.
I'm wearing a little hourglass on my wrist, so what does it say?
It says nothing because you're inside of a building.
It says you're inside of a building.
Oh, yes, and to notice the comment that was posted on iTunes that I'm mean to my players, I better as well keep that up, so. I noticed that comment, however, I forgot the person who wrote it. DM Dan, thank you for the mean comment to me.
You don't scare me. Kill him a character, go ahead, yeah.
Well, did we get through the night?
Yeah, I said you were uneventful through the night, yeah.
Okay, so in the morning, what was it that we poured down the stairs?
Oil.
Yeah, Glenn. I think Glenn poured oil down the stairs. I'm not sure.
Okay. But being cold, it probably congealed.
Yeah.
Into something.
Yeah, it's a big...
It's an oil monster.
Oh my God.
It's a crap demon, though. Yeah.
Here we go again.
Yeah. It's...
crap Odie.
God, which you guys hear a sod podcast when I put it up. We were laughing hysterical through the whole entire thing.
Really? I thought it was rather boring.
Nah, we were laughing. We butchered those show notes.
Yes, that's like in the middle of it, I go, Outlander, I'm so sorry.
Well, one of the things I would like to do is I want to memorize no history and cast it to get an idea of this place.
No history. Interesting.
Yeah, that's a cool spell.
You want to read that spell off so our listening audience can understand what it is?
A no-history spell, when cast, reveals the common name, background, lineage, and deeds of any item, creature, or place, should such possess any notable history at all. And then, in particular to place, the caster, let's see, when used on a place, the caster must be standing within the grounds of the site, and then material components of the spell, a pair of carved bones, blah, 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 which I just happen to have, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now,
is that an exclusive Oriental Adventures
yes,
spell?
Yes. Okay. I mean, it doesn't reveal like super secret stuff, but it's more along the lines of the common history that has been built up around a place, so that you can know that. And I think my Shukenza would be very interested in knowing what kind of evil, because this is obviously an evil place. What kind of evil things? No, are associated with this.
Okay, place. So you memorize the spell, and if you're done with that, you take a moment, you sit down, you cross your legs, and you get in a position to meditate, and you roll the bones or whatever it is.
Come on, snake eyes.
No, Chris, I don't actually keep track of them.
All right.
So you roll the bones. And after a few minutes, you start floating in the air for your spell, and you see he's, like, on fire and everything. Not literal fire, but, you know, he's glowing. Think of the whole Japanese anime when someone casts a spell.
The speed lines?
Yeah, the speed lines. You realize that this is the ancient dragon temple, and there is a cult that has been rumored to be in this temple to this day that actually no one has seen a cult member, but they are rumored to be in this temple still to this day, so you be careful.
And that's let's get the heck out of here.
Ancient dragon temple.
Yes, and you do sense, I will give this to you also, you do sense great-grandfather Suzuki is alive and in his temple.
Sweet.
I sense the great-grandfather Suzuki is present within the grounds of the temple.
No, really?
Alive, I'm saying.
Alive. Actually, these are his bones I'm using here.
Grandfather, are you alive? You called this living?
It's a living, yeah. The Flintstone joke. Okay, so what's everyone else doing?
Well, Tomiko is all geared up and ready to go. She's at the top of the stairs looking down. She's lighting a torch.
Okay, so Tomiko put her leathers back on.
Yes, and her stilettos.
Her stilettos, yeah.
Those double as weapons, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What is, let's see, what's Ko doing?
Same thing, getting ready.
Okay. And Oshi?
I want to cast a weapon bless, and okay. It does the weapon. You have to name a particular thing, like what I would say is the Oni that captured Grandfather Suzuki.
Mm-hmm.
And the first hit from whatever weapon I cast it on is +5 on hit and damage.
Right.
If they use it against any other creature before that, then it dissipates. It's only good for that creature.
So you got to kind of bless a sword and put it away.
Somebody else's weapon, because my sword's a wooden sword. It's not really going to do too much. But if somebody has, like, a secondary weapon that they use, we can put it on that, and then they can call it out just if they go to hit the Oni.
That would be cool if you put it on a wooden sword, though. Go for the Oni. That ain't going to hurt me. Oh,
how much?
All right. Yeah, I can put it on mine, I guess.
How long does it last?
It lasts until it's used against that creature or it's used against something else. So if you never use the weapon, it'll always be +5 on the first hit and +5 on damage against that Oni.
Okay, so...
But if you use it against something else, it's just gone.
Okay.
And it only gives you one hit.
With that. Yeah, one hit. Then after that, it's just back to regular.
All right, who has a weapon they want to put it on? Don't speak all at once.
You know, I have a short sword, and I'm probably not going to ever use it.
Well, I have two of my main weapons, so... It's a machete, so that I'm specialized in.
Put it on her stiletto.
Well, doesn't touching the ground count?
Poke your eye out.
Yeah. So who's taking it?
You know, probably at Ko. Let Ko take it. He's probably a lot better with the sword than I am.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'll have that one on my left side, so I'll call it out when I need to use that one.
All right, just write it on your character sheet or something on the back. Just say, yep. Was it +5 you said to hit and damage?
Correct.
Just write that on. Do you have that when you see when you get to the greater Oni that it was when you first saw him?
Got it.
Bond it or something to keep yourself from using it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
In Chinese, but do not use this weapon.
Yeah. What is FanApp doing?
FanApp is
FanApp
is contemplating the balance of evil and good and basically watching everybody else.
Okay.
He's not really the warrior type if you haven't figured that out yet.
You notice that Quan he heads to the door and he says, I'll go outside and watch the horses for today. Considering he's not here. Hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, last time he watched the horses, we lost him. No, go ahead.
No, I believe that was Tomiko that was watching the horses and you lost too. Okay. And what was Ka doing?
Ka's going to spend some time in the morning meditating and reading his scrolls and memorize a spell. The Elemental Burst.
Okay. All right, so you guys going to head down the stairs or clean the stairs or what?
I'm going to take a... I should take a torch and burn off the oil.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I think I will. Otherwise, it's going to be... Be quiet, guys. Something...
This isn't a wooden temple, I hope. Burn it down.
Yes, it is a wooden temple. Okay.
But we're going underneath into a dungeon.
Yes. All right, so you see that... Who do
I
that?
Off the oil, I put it out.
Yeah, he drops his torch on the thing, goes boom. Goes right down the tunnel, down the steps, and around the corner, and that's the end of
catches the orc that stood at the end.
Down the hall. No.
You okay down there?
No. Okay, so where's my dice?
Tomiko and Co will lead.
Okay, so the marching order is Tomiko and Co. in the front.
I'm in the middle.
That's fine.
Yeah, Fawn will be after
No kidding. You get down the stairs, Tomiko and Co. And you see you're in a room. It's about 15 by 15. There is an entrance heading towards the west. And then there's an entrance out of the room. These are both open entrances, by the way, on the southwestern corner.
Were the stairs coming in from the east into this chamber?
Yeah, the stairs come heading down to the east. They're against the north wall at the top. Don't worry about mapping, because I'm not going to concern giving you the exact details, and I won't get you guys lost, so...
Thank you. Sure, we can do that ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys say I'm going back to here, I'll just lead you back there. I don't really care.
So there are openings in the west and southwest?
Yes. Southeast.
Southeast, okay.
Yes.
What does the room look like? Any characteristics?
Let's see here. It's a dimly lit room. There's actually kind of some kind of stones into the wall. When you walk into the room, they kind of illuminate a little bit as if it's magical. As if maybe these druids in this temple or the cultists are like, oh, we're prepared. Let's make sure we have light down here for once.
Good idea.
Very deserted, very dusty. There doesn't seem to be anything in the room. You don't see any footprints on the ground. So it's a good sign that nothing's been here for quite a while, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And you all make it down. You're all standing at the bottom of the steps, spread out right in front of it.
Get ready for anything.
Who's going to be the party caller? We need one party caller. One person that's going to be rolling and deciding which way the party's going to go.
Oh, you want to do it this time?
I guess not.
Okay. Tomiko, I guess.
Yep.
Okay.
She is nobility, after all.
Yeah. Well, then she says, okay, boys... You get single file, you follow me. And she's going to go along the north wall of this chamber and go around the perimeter of the room towards that west opening.
Okay. You creep to the west opening and you go about 10 feet and you see it sections off to the left or the right. It goes down so far you can't see in either direction because the illuminated lights on the wall do not go that far. It seems as you walk, the lights turn on and off.
Okay. So we went in about 10 feet, and then it tees?
And then it tees to the left or the right, or I should say south or north.
South and north, and it goes forever.
It's for beyond the vision, your vision of the light, yeah.
What do we have for... Do we have torches, or are we just doing the light from the walls?
No one said they lit a torch, so I assume you guys were just using the light.
No, Tomiko said she lit a torch, don't you remember?
She did?
Yeah, at the top of the stairs when she was looking down, before we came down. You'll have to listen to it on playback.
She totally did. Okay. Well, this just barely goes beyond the illumination, and you still can't see anything more.
Man. Magical darkness, maybe?
Improvision's not... I guess the torch is screwing that up, so...
The torch will mess it up.
Yeah, the torch messes it up.
Yeah, okay. Beyond it, you can see.
The illumination messes it up, too, at this point.
You are so right.
But that's not heat, right? I mean, okay.
It's just a light source that kind of screws with it.
Well, flip a coin, somebody. Let's.
Tamiko, which way are you going?
Say we go north.
All right. You're carefully creeping north. 5, 10, 15, 20. When you go about 20, 25, 30, 35 feet, you mm-hmm. see you can go to the west, the east, or continue on to the north.
Ooh.
To the west, you can see about 15 feet down a door on the right-hand side wall on the north side. When you look to the east, you could see a door on the south side wall about 15 feet in.
Okay, we'll go that way.
Which way?
We're going to go back east to the door on the south side.
Okay, so you travel.
Because if that opens into a chamber, that chamber then would be just to the north of the one that we just came in.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Yeah, like a big circle. Let's check that out.
Somebody's an orienteer. Good.
Yeah, Dorky's pretty good at that, I noticed.
No.
You reach the door and you see it is a wooden door with a metal handle on it. It doesn't seem to have any lock on it, just kind of like one of those pull loop things on the door.
We listen.
Who's listening? Everybody at once is putting like three stooges putting their ear on the door?
Yeah, like the three
stooges. I can see the monsters on the other side over here.
Who's got the best hearing? The duck.
The duck has
whack. I've got all these feathers and on my head.
Well, all right, fine. Thor, D6.
Okay.
He's the leader.
6.
you don't hear anything beyond the door.
No, she probably got splinters in her ear.
Yeah. The door does pull outwards towards you.
She'll pass the torch back to the back rank. Who's back there?
That would be me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a bless spell. Do you want me to go ahead and cast that before opening the door?
Well, somebody else can give it a listen if she says I can't hear anything.
How long does bless last?
It lasts for 6 rounds. 6 minutes.
So
not very
chance.
Long.
If this is an empty room, then we basically just...
That's true.
...would waste it, so... I'd say save it for now.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to open the door, or what?
Just a little. But we're going to... She's going to signal to... who's got the torch again?
I do. Ka.
To step back a little bit so that the door is more in the shadow, just beyond the edge of the light. Just a little bit. So it's more like in shadow so that we can crack the door open a little bit and see if there's anything, any light coming from within the room.
Okay.
Okay, you crack the door open and you do not see any light within the room. There is a weird smell coming out of the room, so like decaying smell, though.
Oh, man.
On the other side of the door is a very burned, very angry orc.
Yes.
Fawn has infravision in his hybrid form, which he's in right now.
Okay.
So I could I peek through the door if we're keeping the light from the torch kind of away?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, yeah, I come up and offer to see what my animal eyes might offer one.
Yeah.
Your avatar is making me crack up, John. The duck with the hat.
your character can speak in that form?
Yes.
Okay.
I can speak both human and animal.
All you could say was Aflac, so...
that is in my animal form. That is the only word I can say.
You peer into that room and you do not see anything of significant value. No human, no humanoid, nothing.
Just a smell?
Just a really bad smell coming out of there.
Does the smell remind me of anything?
Bad food.
Oh. Reminds me of the food that
Our friend ate and now has to be up with the horses. I do not see anything that looks like it may, that we should fear.
Okay. Then we'll pull the door open a little bit, and she'll wave for Kyle to bring the torch in a little bit closer and see if she can see in.
You peer into the room with the light, and you notice that there's a lot of boxes and barrels piled up in this room neatly.
Okay. A storeroom of sorts.
Yeah, possibly.
Not very big, then.
No, it's a very small room. You could probably see, by just a little bit of light, you could see the other side of the room. It's probably a 10 by 10 room.
So you say there's boxes and crates and things like that in here?
Yeah, barrels. Stacked up nice and neatly.
Any of those boxes look like they could be opened?
Sure.
I think Hu will go to the nearest box and see if he can open it and see what's inside.
Okay, he'd have to take his dagger and probably stick it in between the areas. Just to pull it open if he wants.
All right, I pull it open. What do I find?
You find...
Mini ninjas, attack me! Ah!
You actually find a black cloth. That seems to be something wrapped in a black cloth. Let me clarify a little bit better for you.
Sure, go ahead.
It's about, say you take a 20-ounce soda bottle, it's about that big in length and that big in width also.
Okay.
And it's rounded.
I take the initiative and try and unwrap the cloth then. So is it a Mountain Dew bottle, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Mountain Dew. Code red. No kidding.
Who to do?
It is actually a blackened out mirror.
Oh, dear. Trying not to look at it.
So it's a mirror down. That is just totally dark?
It's a blackened out mirror, yeah.
Covered with a substance.
Yeah, you can tell it's a mirror because you can see some minor, misplacements of the black on it, so you can see reflections.
Uh-huh. I have a feeling this would be very dangerous to take this black off of here. So I think I'll wrap it up and put it back in the box.
Okay.
It's a mirror storage room.
Well, the boxes and everything in here, do they look like they haven't been touched in a long time, or do they look... are they dusty? They look like they've been here for 100 years, or they look relatively recent?
A lot of them look like they're dusty, but there is two that do not look like they look like they're brand new.
Okay.
Well, I should say brand new, recent.
We'll check those out then.
You pop open those, and you see there is fresh food in there. Meats and different type of herbs and vegetables.
Is there... Do any of the crates or boxes, does the smell appear to be coming from?
Yeah, the ones that have been there for a while.
Ah.
And you can tell that there's probably rotting food in those.
Mm-hmm.
In the fresh stuff, are there any snow peas?
Yes, there are snow peas. Would you like some?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're going to give one to the duck. You like a smoky little bird?
I was more interested in the mirror. I thought I might take it and reflect upon it.
Oh. Yeah, he opens the other box. There's like sweet and sour sauce in there.
It's a box full of soy sauce.
That's my weakness, sweet and sour sauce. Keep it away from me.
Yeah, this is going to last on the air very long.
So you're taking the mirror, then?
Did you tell anyone about it, Glenn? Or did you just quickly put it back in the box?
No, I just put it back in the box. It's like, I don't want to fool with this. No.
So you didn't tell anyone?
I'm going to take the mirror. I
got a bad feeling.
I'm slightly intrigued by it, and the thought that it is used by the... Or that this is, supplies of the dragon cult. I'm curious whether... The mirror may be useful against them.
Okay. Yeah. So you take it and you put it in your pouch.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid you take the black off, like the Eye of Sauron's right there, saying, I know who you are.
Yeah.
It's a Palantir mirror.
Okay, then we're done with this room. We'll leave.
Right. You can continue down the hallway, or you can go back to where you were.
No, we'll go down the hallway.
Going down the hallway, you see it opens into a large room. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 by 15. At the very back end of the room, there is a large statue. And also towards the eastern room heading south, there's an entranceway out. No door.
Okay.
It's large an eerie-looking statue with a dragon, half-man, like transposing between the two. Hmm.
Can anyone check it for strange little devices? Monk? Hoodoo?
Yes. I can do that. Yes, I will go do that right now. And, okay. What am I rolling here? Find remove traps, perhaps?
Sure.
I got a 20%? Let's see what I do.
I'll follow close to the statue, about 10 feet away, in case something...
And, my goodness. Okay. I'll use the big dice for this.
You're a big boy now.
That sucks. 39.
Oh.
I don't find nothing.
Well, you're reaching around the statue, and what's your armor class, Clint?
Armor class? You know what my armor class is. I'm not wearing anything.
Nine.
Ten,
nine?
Nine. Oh, that's ten. Right. No, ten. It's 80 and it's 10.
Yeah.
Well, do you have attacks or anything?
Let's see.
That's, yeah, that's right. His armor class goes down. He's in his karate stance or something.
Yeah. I got a plus one defensive adjustment, so I make that a 9.
You take 4 points of damage as you feel a burning sensation in your right hand as you're reaching around the statue. And who was right behind him?
Ow.
That was me, Ko.
So you see that there was a glowing, like a glow from behind the statue, and you hear like a clicking sound. When you peer around there, you see a giant glowing beetle.
Ooh.
That took a chomp out of Hoodoo
out of my hand.
Out of his hand, and he's pulling it away, bleeding.
Which just sucked up half my hit points.
Does he take a hack at that beetle, or is he too far?
Yeah, he's a little too far away, but you could, with initiative, we can figure out what we're going to do. What are we doing now? Let's see. All
right.
Starting with Ko, what are you doing?
If he comes out, I'm going to hack at him. I'm not going to reach in, though.
Okay. Tamiko.
Can she go around to the other side of it and swing behind the statue?
Yes, easily.
With her katana? Okay, that's what she'll do. She'll move behind the thing.
Okay. Oshi.
I get my wooden sword out, ready to poke at it if it comes out.
Okay, fun up.
With my staff sling, can I take a shot at it from distance?
Yeah, you'd be shooting over your friends' heads, but, you know.
Okay, I'm going to take it.
Okay. Hoodoo?
I'm going to take a big old swing with my son. Well, no, I'm not, because my hands hurt.
Yeah.
Let's try some bojutsu on him and swing around my staff and hit him with my foot.
And Ka.
I'm going to try to set down the torch and then draw my short bow to see if I can get an open shot.
Okay. Roll initiative, Tamiko.
Ooh, 2.
Ay-ay-ay.
4. This thing launches out its mighty evil tentacle, whatever thingies it has, as it glows its way towards Hoodoo, who's standing right there going, ow.
Yeah.
And miraculously, Hoodoo ducks.
Hoodoo duck.
Hoodoo duck, yeah.
That's me. I'm the duck.
Oh, darn. Hoodoo ducks in the nick of time as the beetle goes flying over your head. It's a giant beetle. It's probably about 10 feet.
Giant beetle with really bad coordination.
Yeah. And now it's in front of everyone pretty much, so you all get to attack it.
Oh, okay.
Starting, just everybody roll. We'll go down the line. I'll just call off your name. Has everybody rolled? Yes?
Yep.
Okay, Ko, what'd you get?
20.
Natural?
Natural, yep.
Roll again.
9.
Okay, just normal double damage.
Okay.
Tamiko did 17. Does that hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Anybody above a 17, roll damage.
Is it large?
I did.
No.
Yeah. 9 damage doubled.
18. Okay.
We're talking small, medium, large. Small, medium?
Large. 10 large. Feet.
Alright, yeah. I'll classify it as a large creature, you're right, because I did say it was 10 feet.
Cool.
Okay.
I smack him for 10.
I hit him for 6.
Okay. Anyone else?
No, I miss.
No, I'm... Nope.
Creature is bleeding pretty badly, and we're going to go with the same actions. I assume everybody's going to either attack it or run, so...
Yes.
How big is this thing? Like the size of a loaf of bread or something? Pretty good size?
Very big.
10-foot loaf of bread. Yeah,
yeah, it's a 10-foot It's a 10-foot beetle that crawled out of the crack of the wall behind the statue.
He got away?
No, he's doing initiative first.
Oh, okay.
What did you say about the crack in the wall?
5.
You're going first. It was a giant crack in the wall. You're like, it's unbelievable this 10-foot beetle squeezed its way through it, though.
As long as 10 more don't come crawling out.
Nah. You go first, guys. So, anybody above 17 again?
Roll I got damage. 19.
18. Nope, not me.
Yeah.
Not nope. I.
Nope.
Swing around and smack him with my other foot. And my other foot just does 2 points.
Okay.
Pro hits for 10.
Okay. Anybody else?
Not me.
Okay.
I missed.
The creature.
So this is the second round, so we get 2 shots, right?
Yeah.
For the 3-2 folks?
Yeah.
I missed on the second one.
Yeah, it's just going to be the 3-2 if people have 3-2.
Miss.
The beetle stops glowing.
Oh.
And seems to slump into the ground.
Oh, okay.
So.
Hit the dirt, it's going to explode!
Oh, it's one of those kind of beetles, okay.
The stink bug, yes.
Yeah. So who's going to hollow out the carapace and make a shield out of it?
Well, personally, I find beetles quite delectable, so...
Well, I'm going to be... Rations for the next
That's right. The gods of heaven have been bountiful.
So you're going to snack on the beetle?
I'm a duck. You think I don't eat bugs?
Right, yeah.
Well, now that the bug is gone, can we all look at the statue a lot closer now?
Certainly. It is a statue, like I said, of a half man, half dragon in transformation process, kind of writhing in pain and somewhat.
Something tells me.
Well, we'll look for secret compartments. We'll bang on it to see if there's any hollow things in it.
How tall is it?
Statue is going to be 13 feet.
Mm. Okay.
Does anybody have any, like, cloths or something I can wrap my hand in? Just, like, second-degree burns all over it?
Here, Thorky, when you're going around the statue and behind it, you're tapping it, you hear a different sound than a normal tap.
Okay. It sounds like it resonates a little bit more?
It sounds like it might be a secret compartment, yeah.
Okay. Hoodoo, come here, please.
I know what my find traps is good for, to find the monster we find.
Hoodoo, come see.
What they want you to find? Reach inside.
What did you find?
Something secret.
Ah, good. Open it. No, wait, that's my job. Wait
that
a minute.
Your job, yeah.
That's my job. Yeah, give me that heat.
Good.
Give me that style. Here, I'll use that. 25% open locks. Okay. 26.
Oh,
and another fire beetle comes out of it.
Yes. You see you easily open up the compartment. Okay. Inside the compartment is one big giant red ruby.
Ooh.
The size of maybe you know that big D100 golf ball?
Yeah.
like that. Yeah.
My ancestors, Adam's apple. Look at that ruby.
Okay, we'll keep that.
Stereotypes thrown out the window this week.
I told you he sounds like David LePan.
Oh, sorry.
Which is why I'm not doing the L and the N thing.
Okay, and what do you guys do now?
Well, we're going to have to wrap up whose hand.
Yeah, Fawn will help with that. He's
okay. I'm sure he can tear himself away from the beetle.
he's got chunks of beetle that's kind of hanging off of his bill. he takes a bit of cloth and rips it and binds it up, and beetle meat also helps to pull the evil spirits out of the wounded skin.
Oh. At least he's not sucking out the poison. I don't care. I knew there was a reason I put
We don't see no Beetlejuice, do we?
Oh,
no Beetlejuice.
Yeah, last thing it said.
Just don't say it three times.
One more time.
Okay, well, while they're wrapping his hand, Tomiko steps over. She grabs Ko, and we step over to the archway or the in the southeast, in the south wall.
Mm-hmm. Go to the south, okay.
Yeah, we'll go over there and look and see what that's all about.
Looking down that hallway, you see it goes...
And Ka.
At least
we see what?
You see it goes down at least 25 feet to the south, and there is a door 15 feet down the wall, west wall.
Oh. So, okay. Hmm. So this could be, like, right behind the cellar that we even came in on. We, like, made a big U-turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go check it out.
Okay.
All right.
Who's going? Everybody, or...?
Yeah, we'll just go down in our MO.
Okay. You reach the door, same type of door, again.
Mm-hmm.
You just gonna fling it open, or what?
We'll listen.
Okay, listening in right away, you can tell that there might be something dripping in the room. Like, like maybe like water dripping in the room.
Oh, okay. Ancient water torture.
Uh-oh. That's the third time you said Beetlejuice. No, I'm kidding. How about you?
Okay. Well, as a duck takes to water, we will open the door.
You open the door and you see you can walk in about 5 feet, but then it seems the ground kind of sunk in with time, and it's now filled with water, dark, murky water. And everybody give me a D6 roll that's by the door, which is everybody, so...
Three.
Ooh, I got three.
Two.
Five.
Six.
I got a one.
I got a three.
I got a rock.
He's Jolly Brown. Glenn. Anybody that got a six, you see something shiny at the bottom of the water.
Ooh, shiny. We ducks are attracted to shiny things in the water. I dive in.
Is he like floating along the top of the water?
Oh no, I've got oil in my feathers.
Okay, fine up. What's your armor class?
It is 8.
Okay. Well, this dice sucks.
Well, here, use mine.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. Yes. You see the Duckman jumps into the water to go after the shiny thing.
This is no time to take a bath.
And you hear Hoodoo Dat say that, and as he does that, you see four humanoid figures launch themselves out of the water and attempt to grab at Fanap and drag him under the water. And it's kind of like a Three Stooges show, because they all bang heads and go back into the water. And he escapes back to the dry land as he realizes what happened. And then you see four creatures lurking out going...
All okay. That is not shiny is good to take.
Okay. What?
Okay, so, action starting down the road.
Tomiko is going to initiate her key, so you're going to have to roll her extra hit points.
Which was what again, D10?
2 D10s.
2 D10s, that's right.
Is 11. This a pretty good size room?
15 by... wait, where is that again? 10 by 10. It's not that big of a room. Just the ground was very sunken in.
Right.
Okay, so Tamika's going to do the key. She activates her key. That's her movement. Ko, what are you doing?
I'll take a... I'll attack.
Oshi?
I'm going to try to attack.
Okay.
Are they coming right up to us?
Yeah, they're coming right out of the water. Yeah, right out of the water towards you.
Yeah.
Very slowly, though, but Fonop?
What do these things look like again?
Undead.
Oh.
Waterlogged undead.
Undead. Okay, I'm going to pull out my three-piece rod. I haven't used that yet.
Well,
and
that's kind of personal.
Take a whack at one.
Okay. Who do that?
I activate my scythe. And take a whack at one.
It's not even the same system! It's my psychic energy blade. You said anything in the trunk.
Ways of the force.
And, Ka.
I'm going to try to hit the rearmost one with an arrow.
Oh, okay, great. Alright, so let's do initiative. I got a 4. Wow.
5!
That means you guys go first. Okay. Woohoo!
Okay.
Go for, let's see, what's it? Range attack first.
I got a 10.
And you miss.
Oh, yeah.
Melee.
That would be Ko and Tamiko up front.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Fawn, too.
And who?
There's enough room for
Fawn?
Everybody to charge into their attack.
Yeah, Fawn was just attacked, so I'd say he's probably kind of close up there as well.
You all can attack. Okay. It's enough room.
Okay. This is a single attack round, right?
Yep.
13.
Well, all but Tamiko can attack because she activated her key, so she can attack next round.
Oh, she can't attack?
No, you use your action to activate your key.
Okay.
I got a 15 plus 3.
That hits?
Let's see. 5 plus 7. 12.
12 points, wow. You just dispatched that one very easily. Glenn.
Okay, here we go with the scythe. 5.
You just hear...
right through it.
No, right into the water, and it shocks and electrocutes you, and you die. Okay.
Okay.
Who do that is, and who do no longer?
Who do gone?
Who do gone, yeah. I think...
Fawn, yeah, Fawn tries to, you know, do some fancy maneuvers with his three-piece rod and rolls a 13, which would hit armor class 7.
Which would be a miss.
Kind of, you know, just reflects off.
He shows off, and that's why that. Now, the three remaining zombies, well, there's one by Fawn up, who misses with a 3. Damn it.
Quack.
Next one goes up to Hoodoo.
Here I am.
I rolled another 3. Wow. And the last
keep
one...
Keep rolling that dice, Vince.
The last one's going to go after Tamika. Tamiko. With a 12. Oh, missed. Lucky. Same actions again. Roll initiative. Unless anybody's changing their action, tell me now.
Same.
Okay.
Same.
Initiative. I got a 4.
Tamiko rolled a 6.
Go ahead.
Believe it or not.
Sorry, ranged attack first.
18.
That hits.
Nice.
1 point of damage.
It goes, ow. Okay, melee.
Fawn misses.
Fawn misses. This would be the second round. Everybody who gets 2 attacks, I have 3 versus 2.
14.
Right.
2-1 on here.
I got a 15.
15 hits.
I have a 14.
Misses.
9.
Misses.
Can't hit nothing tonight.
Wow. This is like a giant dagger. Oh, alright. 4 points.
4 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay. Now the... Did I get everybody? Seems like it. Okay.
Yep.
There is 3 zombies, and first one
Nimble little minxes, aren't they?
Hits, who do that?
That's me. Do it. Do it to it, Truett.
4 points of damage with a big swipe of the claw.
Yeah, with a big swipe of a claw, I quickly fall down.
Are you dead?
0 hit points.
Ouch.
You are unconscious, my friend.
Yes, I am.
In the water?
Yeah, he actually is in the water.
How did I get in the water?
Save him, Fawn.
You fell forward.
You're so tall when you fell over.
I did not
over.
Go in the water.
It, with a swipe of...
The water came to you.
Yes.
Ah.
When you do not go to water, water comes to you. No, when you came in the, when you went into the room attacking, you got hit and you fell forward into the water. You're not drowning.
Ah,
you're not
okay.
Drowning. Don't worry.
Ah.
I'm not that evil of a DM.
We'll be doing the drowning rules next, right?
Yes, that's correct. Let's open up the Dungeon Survival's Guide. No, okay. Next one, Tomiko. Ooh, hit with an 18. 6 points of damage.
How much did you roll for her key?
I rolled an 11.
Okay, so 6 comes off that, so she's still got 5 on her key.
Yep.
Okay.
And the last one will go after... Go. Oh, 6 miss. Same actions again, except for a dying Glenn.
No, I'm going to try to pull Hoodoo free, or away. So.
Okay, Kyle's going to pull Hoodoo out of the water and away into safety.
All of these are still standing, these things?
Yeah.
Whew. Okay.
Initiative. I got 2.
6 again! Ow!
Well, that'll work.
Yeah, great, but we're going. Not hitting.
Yeah. Okay, any is there anybody? No one's doing range anymore since Kaz pulling Hoodoo that out.
Yeah.
So we'll say you pulled him successfully out of the water, out of the room, into the hallway with you.
All right.
And you're stabilizing him so he doesn't go to -1.
Okay.
Okay, so Ko, Tomiko, Oshi, Fanop, and are all doing melee. Anybody get above 15, let me know. Who are 15?
Yeah,
4,
14 plus 3.
So 17.
Yeah, I get
yep.
I get a 15.
Is this double attack round?
No, it's a single attack round.
Single.
I only had 1 last time.
That's because you... then this would be your double attack round, then.
Yeah, because I got started late.
Yes, that's correct.
17!
You hit.
That's 1. And 1.
You rolled a 1?
Yeah.
And roll again.
Okay. And a 6.
Please not me.
Okay.
I hit the duck.
What?
9 on the one that did hit.
Well, let's resolve the miss.
Oh, okay.
It looks like, Ko, you get smacked in the back of the head and you fall into the water and you're unconscious for 1 round.
Nice. My hit was 15 max damage. I got
okay.
15 damage.
Max damage, wow.
Yeah.
Which is what?
15.
You did
8 plus 5 plus 2. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You destroyed that zombie.
And then I fell into the water.
And then you just feel a smack in the back of your head and you went, whoa. And you hear Tomiko go, whoops. Okay, anyone else hit?
Tomiko did 9 on one of the zombies.
That zombie does drop.
Oh. And I did 2.
2 points of damage?
Yeah.
That one only has 3 points of damage to it so far. Jeez. That last zombie will attack. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Thorky.
Yeah.
Attacking you.
Okay.
Tomiko's getting it.
Well, she still has 5 left on her key.
So lucky. I rolled a natural 20.
Okay.
And I rolled a 1 on the damage.
Gee! Cool.
2 points of damage.
Okay, so she's still got 3 on her key.
And now it reverts back to initiative.
Okay.
Dwayne, you're going to be changing your action now, or you're staying with Hoodoo?
I'm going to stay with Hoodoo, try to protect him as much as I can, just in case.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a 2 for initiative. Initiative, yeah.
4.
You go first.
This is Tomiko's single attack. 6.
Anyone else?
I do nothing.
Nothing?
Fawn's just rolling horribly.
Mm-hmm. I got a 19.
That hits?
One.
1 point of damage?
You gotta whittle it away.
Yeah, yeah, really. This one's going to attack you for doing 1 point of damage to it. Ooh, and it hits. Nice.
Oh.
With an 18. 4 points of damage.
Alright.
Next round. Same actions?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
initiative.
We want to take that sucker out.
3. 6!
Ooh! Again!
Wow, Thork.
I know, but I'm not hitting when I swing.
This would be a double action. A double attacks for those who have double attacks this round.
Yeah. 17. Okay. There's one.
There's one hit.
And 20.
Roll again for the 20.
I got 16 and 20.
Those who roll 20s, roll them again.
Okay. The 20 re-rolled an 18.
Oh, nice job. That's going to be 2.5 times damage.
Okay. And 13.
No, that's regular double damage.
So 2.5. Okay, so that'd be 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 on the 2.5.
Okay, you guys do the typical Japanese animation, slice, 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 speed lines, and then turn over your shoulder and do the peace sign as you hop over the monster and it falls into like seven different pieces.
Slice, slice, slice in slow motion with the pieces just hanging there for a minute.
Yes. Yeah.
Mine was 38 points, by the way. So the
what?
What?
It was 2 hits and one was doubled, so.
Wow. I didn't even roll the single hit.
There's nothing. There is nothing left of the zombie.
It's mush floating in the water.
Yeah, it's just that shiny thing now, Vaughn.
Yes, Vaughn, you go for the shiny thing now again?
Four more pop-ups.
I feel chastised by my temporary reversion to greediness, and I seek supplication with the gods, and tend to my fellows instead. Are there any that have been injured that I could seek healing from the gods for?
Yeah.
Hey, in here.
You have a dead guy laying outside in the hallway.
your ancestors give you one of those. No.
Let's see. Dwayne.
Yeah.
You get +2 to Anna.
Sweet.
For your actions upon battle.
Thank you.
Well, we'll kick around through the water and we'll kick around and see where these things came from and if there's anything laying around down there.
No, there's nothing laying around down there except for the
shiny
big,
thing.
Giant, shiny thing, which is another gem.
Well, we'll pick it up then.
Size of a golf ball.
Wow. Is it ruby or emerald?
Let's go with ruby.
Okay. These cult members just love playing jewel golf.
Yes, yeah, they do, don't they?
Like Scrooge McDuck.
Is who still down?
Who
am
is still
I awake
down?
Or am I the load now?
You're the load.
Okay.
I will cast my... I got one cure light wounds. I'll cast it on him.
You go over to him. You wave your hand in the air. You lay your hands on him and nothing happens.
It's going to be an electrical shock like, clear!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Nothing
would have been something. But
nothing seems to happen. You don't even feel a charge from your gods when you do it.
Uh-oh.
You're out of favor.
Zombie wounds, bad.
Yeah.
He's still breathing, but he just is unconscious for now.
Well, is there anything else in this room? We're going to like search it for potions or anything.
No, there's nothing else in the room.
Was there anybody else injured?
No.
Well,
I'm down to 2, but I don't know.
I'll go ahead and try to heal you and see if I get any different results. So I'm casting Cure Light Wounds on...
All right, so Duckman goes over and goes, quack, 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 quack. Waves his hands.
No, that's a different spell.
Oh, sorry. Quack, quack, quack.
Wrong area code.
Waves his hands over it, and nothing happens as well.
Hmm.
Oh, jeez.
You know, as a healer, you're a quack.
But is this place, or you think it's...
Yeah, D'Amico said, you know, we need take these body outside. We take him outside. Maybe God's smile.
Because after a while, they start to stink, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad omens inside this temple.
Vaughn agrees.
We haven't gone that far, so...
Dwayne, give me a D6 roll while you're out in the hallway tending to Fawn Op.
One.
Nice. You notice, you hear like a moving of rock against the ground of stone, as if someone's moving a heavy door or something.
Great.
You spin around and you see there is a hole in the wall, and you see three guys in robes come rushing out towards you with daggers.
Oh, okay.
But since you didn't, since you saw them, we just roll initiative.
Three.
I got a one, so you get to go first.
All right, I'm going to cast an elemental burst at them and try to make the ground below them explode.
Okay, did they get a save versus spell, right?
Yeah, for...
Half?
Yep.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
All right. Six.
Nice. You do that, you quickly throw something onto the ground. Well, I'll just do this description. You throw something on the ground goes BOOM! As some of the ceiling starts to fall, crumbling down, hits Glenn, kills him. No, kidding.
well, he was right. Somebody was going to die this game.
That's right. Boom, they go flying backwards, and they hit into the wall. One goes back through the hole, which actually closes the door at the same time for some odd reason.
Yes.
The other two lay on the ground, unconscious. You guys all in the room.
Efficient spells.
Yeah. You guys all in the room will hear this big, loud scream, something in another language, obviously. And you look out in the room, you see Dwayne in the stance of power. I should say Ka in the stance of power as he threw a spell. And there's two robed cultist people on the ground.
Okay. Take the robes, we can get some money for
them. Well, get out there, I guess, and tie him up or something.
Yeah,
help, please.
No, is the one guy dead?
You going to check them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem not to be conscious at all, or even breathing, for that matter.
Oh, okay.
You remove their hood. You see, they have sunken in eyes that are black, but they don't seem to be moving. There's no eyelids on them as well either. They seem to have lizard-like features for faces.
Hmm.
And they have a big, giant necklace with a pendant on it that looks like a dragon on it. It's made of.
We'll take those.
Before I can even tell you what it is, like, we'll take those. It looks like it's made of silver.
Bodies, all he wants is the bling.
Yeah, actually, I do want to strip one of them down and take a robe. It might come
in. Oh, you do it on your own time, pal. No, I'm kidding.
It might come in handy.
Yeah, take the robes, take the necklaces.
Yeah.
Eat the cannoli.
Yeah. What? Glenn. Okay, so you take the cultist robes and you write down in your sheet you take one robe and one on both necklaces, obviously.
Yeah.
And they also had a serpent.
Check out that door.
They had a serpentine silver dagger.
Take those.
They're sharing it, or they each had one?
Each had one.
They toss it to each other. Here, you stab me.
Yeah, they take turns tossing it back and forth. You go over to where you saw the hole in the wall, but you can't seem to figure out how they opened it or closed it.
Okay.
I mean, you probably
could not hear it if you can't fix it for us. So.
Only the wall gang.
I mean, if you want to spend time, you could probably spend a good couple hours trying to figure it out, but...
No, we're not going to spend that much time. We got to get Hoodoo out of here.
Hoodoo out of here. Right, then who's going to carry Hoodoo?
Or Hoodoo stand?
Actually, probably carry him.
I think Ko can.
Yeah,
I can carry him.
Ko's going to carry him.
He'll be dragging his heels, but...
Okay,
so where did these cultist guys come from?
Out of the eastern wall.
Like, so it was like a secret door?
Yeah, secret door.
You draw an S across the...
Okay.
Yeah, take me up there and you guys can look at that dark mirror then and just check it out.
Yeah, we'll hold it in front of your face and see.
So you're going to continue down the path south, or you're going to go back north, or what?
Let's go back up to the temple above.
What did we do with those three bodies? Did you guys, like, stab them full of holes and make sure they were dead, or... Two. Well, the other guy went back through the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But we can drag those into the room with the water and just shut the door on them. We can dump them in the water.
Turn them into a zombie.
I know you guys are going back up. I just didn't know which route you're taking.
The way we know.
The way you know.
The way we came.
Okay.
Just a reverse of it.
The safest.
And you go right back up the stairs again. You're back safely on the top floor of the Temple of Doom. Oh, sorry.
I would suggest if you're going to do any kind of healing on me or anybody else, you go outside the building.
Check on Quan with the horses.
Quan is a big icicle outside. He waves to you. Are you guys find anything?
I kept myself warm with the horses. We don't want to know.
Oh,
yeah.
I bed down with the horses.
Hey, she's having a fall.
Glenn.
You did. Wait a minute.
Shut up. Someone's got a real Glenn.
Try the cure light again.
You wave your hands in the air and you punch him in the chest and you see the spell works fine. And you say clear.
I gotta come up with a cleric who, like, every time he heals, he hurts you a little.
What's the, how many points back? I know it's a D8 or something, so just roll it. Am I right?
Me?
Yeah, D8.
Whoever's casting the spell needs to roll how many back.
Oh, okay, I didn't know who was...
I'm the one that said it, but I can't actually cast it, so...
Okay.
I was suggesting that someone do it.
Who was casting the healing spell?
Fawn.
All right, Fawn, roll your, how much he gets back.
And he, he supplicates himself to the gods, and...
Defecates himself? Why?
Yeah, and he... And they grant... One big hit point.
Wow.
They're very impressed with Fawn right now.
Hoodoo, you are now conscious.
Who tended me to pull me out in the hall?
That would be Ka.
That was Ka.
Ka, yeah. See, I saved your life by taking you out of the battle. You can thank me later.
You feel like you have a big hangover going on.
Oh, man, I had the sake goggles on.
Tomiko actually looked attractive.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad he said that. I thought he was going to say the fire beetle.
Yeah. The fire beetle he was munching on.
Or the zombie, yeah.
Give him some more of that fire beetle. He needs more healing.
Right now, it's probably getting more towards the better part of the late afternoon now.
Okay.
So, maybe you guys want to go back down, or what?
Not with one hit point.
Oh, I
fall
have...
really fast!
Well, I could watch co-watch the horses from this.
All I have left is a blessed spell. I don't have any more cure spells.
Who had the cure spell before that tried it?
I did.
You could try it again.
I only had one.
You could try it again.
All right.
You have a DM telling you to try it again. Do it.
I will attempt to do the cure spell on Hoodoo.
And you rolled.
Oh. 7. I was waiting to see if you said nothing happens.
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, he waves his hand and the magical mojo works and you get back 7.
I am up to full hit points.
And who do dad is who do back?
I did my cure light. Your god says you could try it again. But I only got... Don't argue with me. Just do it.
Yeah, really. The DJ's like, just do it again, pal.
Yeah, God is telling you, do it.
God is watching.
Tomiko think that divine... spell casting not work very good down in the deeper levels.
But was the elemental spell, was it like, who cast that? Was that Ka?
Yeah, that was me.
But did it go off like 10 times bigger than what it normally does?
Seems like it.
Yeah, it did. It seemed a little bit more awesome. So
it almost brought the ceiling down on you guys.
Right.
Luckily, you didn't. Otherwise, you'd have a dead hoodoo dat, and a dead co, and a dead ka, and a dead whoever else.
Well, I am chaotic.
Well, do you have any healing powers? Because if you do, it'll probably be like a full heal or something.
No. And I just shot everything I had right now, so.
You're going to have to go back and get stuff.
Aww. Well, we got one guy that's went back through a secret door in a big hurry, in a big way. And hopefully he died going through the impact and hitting whatever's in there.
He might come after us.
Now, did we take anything off the fire beetle, like other than what he ate, like parts or anything?
Yeah. No. Tried to pull off pieces of it to make a shield or something.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of, like, that could be worth something to, a wizard or something like that if we go back and, like, sell the stuff and get whatever the hell we need. I'm just skyballing it right now.
Well, you can go back to town and try to sell those gems and see how much money you get.
Forgot about those gems. And a nice mirror.
That's true. You have that nice mirror that somebody has.
I think we're here for old Uncle Suzuki, whatever his name was.
Great-grandfather.
I know we are, but we're short on...
Go back to town. Did you get them? No, but we found these cool gems. Who wants to buy them? That ought to boost our honor.
Yeah, definitely the family honor will go up on that one.
maybe we could go to
the same village.
There's got to be one on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Maybe we can find somebody who can make us some replica robes or something, too, so we have enough for the whole party. I don't know how long it would take, though.
You mean infiltrate?
Yes.
Depends on the tailor and how long he needs.
Yeah.
Probably take a couple of weeks.
Probably. We don't know if Honorable Suzuki will be alive in that time.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think we either should just plunge on ahead or rest, and then you guys can get back your spells, possibly. But those, to me, seem like the only options. I don't see going down the mountain as an option, but...
Okay. Agreed.
Okay, I just thought we were short on stuff, and we needed,
The horses are still loaded down with gear and stuff, so we got supplies.
I definitely need to get a couple healing spells, because I'm down to 2 right now. which isn't all that much off of what I have, but it's pretty close to 0. Yeah. And if we encounter anything else, if that one guy's still there, if he didn't die and he pops back out at us, I'm sure he's not the only thing that's down there, so we're going to have to get some more spells back. I'd say camp out, rest up, think about this. And
at least rest and get your spells back.
Yeah. But not around the. If we can find a different spot, so we're not out around the temple when we do it.
Good idea.
Well, we seem to be okay up in that top room until we started going into the lower levels.
Yeah, but now they know we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Pour some more oil on the steps.
True.
And then, if they come up, throw the torch on it.
Yeah. You mean I had a good idea? Wow.
Yeah, Glenn, you had a good idea for once.
Yeah. I'll soap my rope. Wow. Okay.
And we could barricade that door. I mean, presumably we could put some stuff in front of it to block it in case someone came rushing up.
Like Quan?
Yeah.
Father Suzuki makes a miraculous escape. He comes up the stairs. Oh, my children!
So, are you guys going to rest a little bit? Because Tomiko need go potty. So, me slip downstairs for a minute, okay?
You're going to go back down into the dungeon?
just down at the bottom of stairs.
She wants privacy, I guess.
Don't slip in that. It's worse than the oil.
Great. Now it's going to attract more stuff.
Can we see any other place around here that seems to give us a little bit of cover and a good vantage point?
Well, you can build a snow fort if you want.
Woohoo! Yeah, we'll just snowball them to death when they come up.
have been listening to the legend of Fin Fang Foom. For more information, please visit www.epicwords.com/fin.